Welcome back, everyone. Ready for another deep dive? This time, we're heading into the world of luxury hotels. Specifically, how they use these kind of secret programs to make sure their service is always top-notch.
Ah, yes, the mysterious world of mystery guests.
Exactly. And we've got some really interesting stuff from Luxure.
A firm that, well, you could say they're experts in high-end hospitality.
Yeah, they consult for luxury hotels, help them up their game. And get this, they actually offer mystery guest services themselves.
So we're getting a real insider perspective here.
We've got their marketing materials, training documents, even a blog post all about these mystery guest programs.
And chances are you stayed in a hotel that uses this and had no idea.
Right, so that's what I'm really curious about. How does it actually work?
Well, the basic idea is pretty simple. You've got trained individuals who go undercover acting like regular guests.
So like a secret shopper.
Exactly. But for, you know, a five-star experience.
Makes sense. Got to blend in with the diamond-encrusted crowd.
And that's really the key. Because if the staff knows they're being watched, they're going to act differently. You won't get a true picture of the guest experience.
Right. It's like those nature documentaries.
Yeah.
Got to be invisible to capture the animals behaving naturally.
Exactly. Authenticity is everything.
You know, it's interesting. This isn't just some new trend, is it?
No. Mystery shopping has been around for ages, really.
Right. I mean, you see it in all sorts of industries.
Well, yeah. Retail, restaurants, even banks use it. It's a way to get an unbiased view of how the business is really operating.
So these, like, undercover agents of luxury are out there taking notes on every little detail. But what are they actually looking for? I mean, what makes or breaks a luxury hotel?
Well, think about it. What do you expect when you're paying, you know, top dollar for a hotel?
For me, it's that feeling of, like, effortless service. Like, everything's been thought of before I even have to ask. Little details make a big difference.
Exactly. And that's what these mystery guests are trained to assess. How quickly you're checked in, how clean the room is, how friendly and attentive the staff are. They're picking up on those subtle cues that, you know, signal true luxury.
You wouldn't believe the level of detail they get into. Like, Luxure mentioned that some hotels even time how long it takes for someone to answer the phone.
It can get very granular, but it goes beyond just the tangible stuff. They're also gauging the overall ambiance. The feeling you get as a guest.
Right, the vibe.
And Luxure even mentioned that they tailor each visit based on the, you know, the client's priorities.
So if a hotel is really proud of their spa, for instance, the mystery guest might, like, spend extra time there.
Exactly, to give feedback on those key selling points.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got these undercover luxury experts, and we know they're laser-focused on the details. But what's in it for the hotels themselves? Why are they so invested in this?
Well, there are benefits on both sides, really. Behind the scenes, how the hotel runs internally, and then, of course, on the guest-facing side.
Okay, let's break those down. First, how does this impact the inner workings of a hotel? What are we, the guests, benefiting from, even if we don't see it?
Think of it like fine-tuning a machine. That feedback from mystery guests can help uncover, you know, inefficiencies, like maybe check-in takes too long, room service is slow, or housekeeping isn't consistent. By smoothing out those wrinkles, the whole operation becomes more efficient.
So even though I might not see what's happening backstage, I benefit from a smoother, faster, you know, just more polished experience overall.
Precisely. And it goes beyond efficiency. These programs also make sure that that every staff member is meeting the brand standards.
Right, because consistency is huge GE in the luxury world. You're paying for a certain level of service, and you expect that no matter which location you go to.
Exactly. And these programs help spot any inconsistencies, you know, in the service. They can pinpoint where staff might need more training.
So there aren't any weak links in the chain.
Right. Imagine a hotel chain with properties all over the world. A mystery guest program helps guarantee that signature luxurious experience no matter which one you choose.
No more hit or miss situations.
Yeah.
Makes you realize just how much work goes on behind the scenes to create that seamless luxury.
Absolutely. It's about protecting the brand's reputation, making sure every guest has that that exceptional experience. But it's not just about problem solving, you know. It's also about creating a culture of service excellence throughout the entire hotel.
That's where it gets really interesting. Can you tell me more about that? It's almost like, you know, knowing that any guest could be secretly evaluating you.
Yeah.
It must keep you on your toes.
Oh, it does. It does. It's a powerful form of accountability. Encourages staff to always be at their best. You know, anticipate guest needs before they even have to ask.
And I imagine It's not just about catching people doing things wrong, right?
No, no, not at all. It's about fostering that mindset of continuous improvement.
Yeah.
Always striving to exceed expectations.
And what I find really interesting is that the feedback isn't just like pointing out flaws. It also highlights, you know, areas where the hotel is excelling.
Absolutely. Hotels can use that positive feedback to reinforce those best practices, maybe even reward employees who are consistently going above and beyond.
Right. Imagine you're a housekeeper and a mystery guest raves about how spotless their room was, mm-hmm. how you know, anticipated their needs with extra towels or a specific pillow. That's got to feel good.
Oh, definitely. It's a huge morale booster.
It's like a secret pat on the back. But okay, let's flip the script for a second. If I were the mystery guest, what would I be like zeroing in on? What are the subtle details that would make or break the experience for me?
That's a great question. And it gets to the heart of why these programs are so effective. You know, they force hotels to really step into the guests' shoes, see their operations through a fresh lens.
Right. Because it's not just about like checking off a list of amenities. It's about understanding what truly matters to the people who are paying for that experience.
Exactly. Especially in the luxury market where those expectations are so high. Guests aren't just looking for a place to sleep. They want an experience that's memorable, personalized, flawlessly executed.
Like the Ritz-Carlton, for example. Mm-hmm. Their legendary service is all about anticipating guest needs, exceeding expectations.
Speaking of the Ritz, our source material actually mentioned them as one of the hotels that uses mystery guest programs.
Oh, yeah. Do we know how they use it?
Well, the Ritz-Carlton is a great example of a hotel that doesn't just use it to, you know, to identify problems. They also use it to recognize and reward their exceptional staff.
So it's not just about punishment. It's about positive reinforcement, too.
Right. They use the feedback to pinpoint employees who are consistently going above and beyond. And then, you know, they celebrate them. They incentivize those behaviors.
I love that. It's like they're saying, we see you. We appreciate you. Keep up the amazing work. What about other luxury brands? I think Four Seasons and Mandarin Oriental were mentioned, too.
Four Seasons is another great one. They're known for their commitment to consistency across all their properties, you know, worldwide. And to maintain that level of quality, they use mystery guests to assess everything from the front desk to the back of house operations.
Wow, so they're really leaving no stone unturned.
Exactly. No detail is too small, whether it's the timing of turndown service or the presentation of a welcome amenity. They're making sure everything is up to their exacting standards.
Pretty impressive. What about Mandarin Oriental? How do they approach it?
Mandarin Oriental is interesting. They use mystery guests more for benchmarking, you know, comparing their performance to industry standards, making sure they're not just meeting but exceeding expectations.
So it's more about like staying ahead of the curve.
Exactly. They want to be the best of the best, constantly pushing the boundaries of luxury hospitality.
I'm really starting to see how versatile these programs are. Each hotel can, you know, tailor them to their specific needs. This has been so eye-opening. I never realized how much effort goes into creating that seamless luxury experience.
It is a fascinating world, isn't it? And we've only scratched the surface. But I think it's safe to say that these programs play a crucial role in shaping the landscape of luxury hospitality.
Absolutely. But before we wrap up, I have to ask, what would you be most critical of if you were a mystery guest?
That's a tough one. You know, for me, it would come down to the level of personalization. In a true luxury experience, it's those small touches that make you feel like more than just a room number.
Yeah, like you're valued, you're understood.
Exactly. Remembering your name, anticipating your needs, going above and beyond to tailor the stay to your preferences. That's the real hallmark of luxury.
I couldn't agree more. It's those subtle nuances that often separate a truly exceptional hotel from the rest.
Exactly. And that's what these mystery guests are trained to spot.
Wow, this has been such an insightful deep dive into a world I honestly never really knew existed. I feel like I have a whole new appreciation for the art of luxury hospitality.
And maybe it's given us all a bit of insight into what we should be looking for as discerning travelers. Those small details can make all the difference.
Absolutely. We can all take a page from the mystery guest playbook, so to speak.
Yeah.
Pay closer attention to those subtle cues.
And who knows, maybe we'll even start leaving those detailed reviews, you know, that recognize the specific staff members who went above and beyond.
Oh, I love that idea. It's a great way to acknowledge all that hard work, the dedication that goes into creating those memorable moments. Well, I think it's time to wrap up our deep dive into the world of mystery guest programs.
But before we go, I want to leave you with a final thought. The next time you're traveling, pay attention to those little details. You might be surprised by what you notice.
And who knows, you might even start to feel like a mystery guest yourself.
Happy travels.
You know, now that we've really dug into these programs, I'm thinking back on my own hotel stays, and I'm seeing things differently.
I know, right? You start to notice things, those little subtle cues, things most people probably wouldn't even pick up on.
Like, give me an example.
Okay, like how the concierge somehow knows what you need before you even ask. Or you find a handwritten note from the housekeeper, maybe with a local treat.
It's like they have a sixth sense or something.
It's like a secret language of luxury, I guess you could say.
Yeah. And I got to admit, it's kind of fun to start noticing those things.
It is. It's like you've been let in on a secret. Like you're part of this exclusive club and you know how to spot a truly exceptional experience.
And for me, that's what's so cool about these mystery guest programs. They're not just about, you know, finding fault. They're about making the whole experience better for everyone.
Exactly. They raise the bar, push the boundaries, and ultimately they help create those moments of delight. You know, those things we all look for when we travel.
It's like they're this invisible force pushing the whole industry towards excellence.
And the best part is we all benefit.
Right. Whether we know it or not.
Exactly.
Maybe, just maybe. By understanding these programs, we can all become a little more, I don't know, discerning, a little more appreciative of the effort that goes into those moments of luxury.
I think so, too. It's about changing our perspective, you know?
Yeah.
Paying attention and really savoring those small details, because often those are the things that make the biggest difference.
Well said. Well, I think it's time to say goodbye to the world of mystery guest programs, at least for now.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. I hope you've enjoyed getting a peek behind the curtain of luxury hospitality.
And until next time, everyone, keep your eyes peeled for those little hints of magic, those special details. They're out there.
Happy travels.